pieces by Tárrega, Capricho Árabe, and Valse, performed by Anna Vidovich. Usually when guitarists play a concerto, they're the soloists, but in this piece, they're part of the orchestra. This is Konrad Volkey's concerto for violin, two flutes, and pluck-stringed orchestra. Lisa Randalu is the violinist with the Youth Pluck String Orchestra of Baden-Württemberg.
Thank you.
Konrad Volkey's Concerto for Violin, Two Flutes, and Pluck String Orchestra. Lisa Randaloo was the violinist with the Youth Pluck String Orchestra of Baden-Württemberg. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. This is Fares Pavan, performed by flutist Viviana Guzman and guitarist Jeremy Jouve. Flutist Viviana Guzman and guitarist Jeremy Jouve in the Pavan by Gabriel Fauré. This is the Prelude in E by Augustine Barrios Mangoré, performed by Chelil Refik Kaya. Kaya performing the Prelude in E by Augustine Barrios Mangoré. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with music written and performed by Andrew York. This is his piece titled Moontan. Closing this edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Andrew York performing his own piece titled Moontan. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation, and Mike and Patty Morgan, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas, that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations and is heard worldwide on the web. Our other projects include our public television program for PBS stations nationwide, American Classic, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by the Cultural Arts Division of the City of Austin Economic Development Department and by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced at the studios of KMFA in Austin, Texas, with additional engineering support by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website and listen online anytime, classicalguitaralive.org. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.